You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Sarah, you're a lifelong learner. I'm curious how many of our listeners are lifelong learners. I know you're excited about today's topic. I am as well. I think we're just perpetual students and love learning. And that's what we get to do with Concordia University, Nebraska. We're going to learn about the launch of a new program at Concordia University, Nebraska. That's very exciting. And today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, Dr. Bernard Bull. He's president of Concordia University, Nebraska, and becoming a pretty regular guest here on The Coffee Hour. I'm enjoying this. I'm pretty excited, actually, about the opportunity to talk with Dr. Bull again. Dr. Bull, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Looking at Concordia University, Nebraska's history, and I know we've talked about this in some episodes on Set Apart to Serve, and I know we have conversations that have happened in the past and some in the future about Concordia University, Nebraska and serving the church at large. For those who maybe haven't heard those conversations, how does Concordia University, Nebraska serve the church at large?
Good. Well, I'm going to take you on a history lesson here. We'll do it very quickly, but we have to go back. It's almost becoming comical around campus. If I'm with the students, I kind of expect if they ever want to do a skit to imitate me, they're all going to start with the phrase, in 1894, because that's where it all begins. And so with that in mind, in 1894, Concordia was launched as the Evangelical Lutheran Teachers Seminary. And there was a very clear vision that we needed to raise up a next generation of Lutheran teachers. And we had Addison Teacher Seminary, which is now known as Concordia University Chicago. And so we started a seminary further west so that we could sort of serve both east and west. And it's called the Evangelical Lutheran Teacher Seminary. So we had two seminaries to prepare pastors and seminaries to prepare teachers. But one thing that was kind of interesting about it was that we were not actually a college or a university. We were essentially a high school, because a high school diploma is what was necessary to become a teacher in 1894. And then if you sort of follow that ahead a little bit, we get to the early 1900s, and then you have a certificate that's required and kind of a one-year training, and then essentially like an associate's, and then a bachelor's, and now today a bachelor's degree plus some kind of licensure with your state authorizing entity. And so that's kind of the pathway. And we essentially adapted to what was happening in our environment around kind of the development of professions and different fields of study. And then we noticed something really interesting that started happening is that people were sending their kids here, even if they didn't want to be Lutheran teachers, because they wanted that Christ-centered education grounded in the scriptures and confessions. And so they would send their kids here. And I think they also hoped that they might meet their spouse here. And that happens a lot. And so they did. And I like to say that people, in essence, sort of hacked the system. So they would send their kids here, and many did go on to become teachers, and some would even go on to seminary and the like. But others would graduate, and then they'd go on and they get their accounting degree somewhere else, or they'd become a lawyer or a doctor, or they'd go get their Megan Ag Science, or maybe they'd go back to the farm and take over for the family, other things like that. There are a lot of different journeys that God led people on. As they sort of discovered their vocations. So Concordia eventually began to offer a variety of additional programs to serve those families, because the Lutheran families were sending their kids, and they many of them wanted to be Lutheran teachers, but people wanted to prepare for other vocations as well. So we have a very long history going all the way back to the 1880s of responding to the needs of those in the church with what they're telling us they want and they need. We always will be central to what we do, will always be about preparing God's people for full-time service in the church. And we have we have the largest population of church work students in the Concordia University system. Our goal is to bring in 100 new church work students every year. And in addition to that, we also consider it a great honor to stand alongside the families of our churches and their neighbors who are sympathetic to our confessions, who want a Christ-centered education, and they want to be prepared for what God might be doing in their lives in the future. And so I share this history, especially for this episode, because I think it's really valuable to recognize that we were actually never created to create courses, credits, degrees, and programs. we were created to equip God's people for works of service in the church and beyond in their various vocations. If you look back at our original Articles of Incorporation, the vision was that we would be a classical, religious, and technical education, that we would be serving people in a variety of capacities, and that we were going to serve the people in our church and, as I mentioned before, their neighbors who are sympathetic to our confession. That's what we do today, and I think that's also at the foundation of what we're going to be talking about in this episode.
Yes, absolutely. Who does Studio Vitae? What is, first of all, what is Studio Vitae? How did this idea come out of everything that you've just explained to us?
Right. So Studio Vitae is a lifelong studies program. It's a continuing education. So this is a pathway for learning that doesn't issue undergraduate or graduate credit. You can get what are continuing education units. It's really about the learning. It's about people meeting people where they are in their life, in their work, in their service, with some continuing education that can help them further advance the mission of their organizations, to develop in ways that can be a blessing to their families, churches, communities, and their workplaces. That's really what this is about. That's what a great education has always been about. It's never just about kind of getting the grade or the piece of paper that you put on the wall. It's about lifelong learning, lifelong studies. And that's really what we're leaning into with this. This is really developed, again, out of listening to what people in the church are telling us that they need and they want. We have our graduates who are, we talk to when we meet at conferences and other events, who are really interested in sharing their wisdom with others along the way. So we're going to be tapping into a lot of our alums to lead and teach. And we also have our alums and others in the church who are telling us that, you know, I want to keep learning, I want to keep growing, but I don't need 7 degrees, or I don't need 2 degrees or 3 degrees. That one was for you, Sarah. No, so
I appreciate that.
I'm actually in the same boat. I've studied at, I think I lost count, I think I've studied at 17 universities of 4 degrees. And somewhere along the way, I learned, oh, you could actually learn on your own as well. And so, you know, Studio Vitae is for people who realize that in order to live out their vocations, we're going to have to keep learning and keep growing. God's word is unchanging, and we are grateful for that. And how we apply God's word to the circumstances in which we find ourselves today, that's a lifelong journey. And we want to stand alongside people as they go on that journey.
What's in the name Studio Vitae? Tell us a little bit more about that name.
Yeah, I actually, so Dr. Haley is one of our professors, a wonderful English professor here. He helped start our Classical Lutheran High School, and he helped launch our, you know, our classics program. And he's just an amazing colleague and wonderful professor here. And I had reached out to him. I said, we're starting a continuing education unit, and I'd like to talk to you. I want something that takes us, that represents the fact that what we're doing here is just not some new trendy, fashionable thing. It's something that's rooted in the best learning of the Western world, the best learning that we find throughout sort of the history of the world. But, you know, what are some possibilities? And I don't think I use those exact words. It might have even been in a short email. And we started talking, and somewhere along the way, his suggestion came to this kind of combination of Studio Vitae, which is really just lifelong studies. And I know people can translate that a little bit differently for the Latin scholars who are listening, but that's really what it's intended, is it's intended to represent the fact that what we're trying to do here is not just chase shiny objects or trends, but we're trying to respond to the changes in our world by returning to that lasting truth of God's word, and by also turning to the wisdom of the past, those tried and tested ideals that have stood the test of time, that have transcended generations. So there's a quote, I forget the author, but it goes something like, he who marries the spirit of the age dies a widower tomorrow. But there's some real wisdom in being grounded in something that transcends a single generation, or on the incarnation, Athanasius on the incarnation, there's an edition where C.S. Lewis writes the preface in it, and he talks about the importance of reading old books because we're able to step a little bit outside of the moral blind spots of our current age and generation, and to tap into some wisdom that has just as much relevance for us today. And that's part of why I wanted to come up with a title for the program that explained that, you know, yes, we'll do very practical kinds of courses and so forth that are very applied types of courses. We'll tackle the big issues like artificial intelligence, but we're going to do it in a way that's grounded in the best wisdom of the past and especially biblical wisdom.
This sounds so interesting and so needed for a lot of, at least the people that I know in my circle. All of us are learners at some point. So, you know, this sounds so interesting and very needed for professionals and people in a variety of vocations today. Talk about some of the courses that are going to be available in 2026.
Yes. So we are, the way that we're organizing Studia Vitae is, if you think about an academic institution, you have your individual courses and you might have like academic departments. Well, in Studia Vitae, we call our departments guilds. They're discrete areas of study or focus. And so we have a number of guilds that we're launching, and we're just going to offer, you know, 4 or 5 courses that'll start in January. By the time that this goes live, people will be able to go to the website and start registering if they want to. So early January, and then essentially every 8 weeks, we'll be offering another round of courses. And we're starting by doing them in a very simple format. They'll be 6 weeks long, one-hour webinar that's live, or they can watch the recording. And then in between each week, there will be some self-guided activities for them to do. They don't get letter grades. This is about a culture of learning over a culture of just earning grades. But they do get recognition for their learning and their engagement in the activities. And so that's kind of the structure of it. The first guild that we're going to be running is one that's, I have to look at my notes here, make sure I get it right. The Leadership Formation and Classical Christian Thought Guild. And this one is about those who find themselves in vocations that entail leading. And I know that sounds like a weird way of saying it. Why didn't I just use the word leadership? But I'm trying to actually avoid that because what we're trying to do in this particular guild is we want to talk about principles of leading and vocations that entail leading that transcend, that go back before a lot of the contemporary leadership books. Now, I'm a big fan. There are some great contemporary leadership books, but what we're trying to do here is to go into something that goes all the way back to the ancient world and biblical wisdom. So, for example, the first course that will be offered in January, there's a course called Biblical Foundations of Christian Leadership. And we'll be going through different passages of the scriptures that are relevant to those who are called to lead. So, for example, we'll have a session on 1 Corinthians 13. What does it look like to be a loving leader? Love is patient, kind, doesn't envy, boast, isn't arrogant or rude, doesn't insist on its own way. You get the idea. And then there's another unit on the praying leader and leader as steward, as opposed to someone who's, and it's my organization, understanding that I'm called to serve God, and this is entrusted to me. So we're using a different kind of biblical framework there. And then there's another course in that guild that will be called, and by the way, I'll be teaching that first course myself. I'm pretty excited about that. And then there's one called Biblical Wisdom, Decision-Making, Phronesis and Leadership. That's sort of practical wisdom. And that's also kind of tapping into the wisdom literature of the scriptures and how that's relevant for those leading. And I don't know if I should be announcing this or not, but we might be partnering with a seminary that everybody knows of, and I might be co-teaching that with another president. But we'll make that public here as soon as it's finalized. So we're pretty excited about that. And then there's some other courses in the Leadership Guild, but that's the first one. Another guild that we're doing is a Foundations of Lutheran Education Guild that is specifically for those who are Christians, but they may not be Lutherans or eligible to go through the colloquy program, and they want to learn how to faithfully serve in a Lutheran school. And so we've developed a series of 4 courses that principals or school leaders can send new teachers through to help them understand this global multi-century movement that we call Lutheran education and what it means to be a part of it and how to teach in a way that's consistent with what we believe, teach, and confess. And so that one I'm very excited about. Another guild that we're going to be doing is a topic that has come up a lot is a lot of schools, Lutheran schools, for example, they have very robust athletic programs. The students love them. The families are into it. There are a lot of towns that are kind of sport towns. And it's an incredible opportunity for faith formation and gospel proclamation as well. But that does require some time and careful thought and prayer and study and preparation. And so we've established a guild that is a sport and faith formation guild. And we'll be launching one of our first courses in that guild in January as well. This is where, imagine if you're a Lutheran school and you have a volunteer who's going to be coaching at your school, and they just have never really served in a Lutheran school, you can send them through one of these courses that will give them a biblical foundation for how they can think about this kind of vocational service as a coach. And everything practical, things about leading devotions and praying with your team and the way that you can cultivate virtue and Christian character within an athletic environment. We will be doing a guild on applied AI from a biblical lens. And that one may not start right away in January, but we'll be starting soon. And one of our first courses will be sort of a biblical foundations, a biblical lens from which to look at these new kind of technological creations and what their implications are. I'm almost done. I'm just going to give you a couple more guilds. Another guild that we're really excited about is a fundraising and philanthropy for Christian organizations. So a lot of what we've heard from churches and schools are working on new building projects and other things like that. And maybe it's a pastor who's never had to lead a fundraising campaign and they know how to do visits to their families, but for very different reasons. And so now they find themselves sitting down in front of someone and from their eyes asking for money. You know, they might word it that way. Well, we have a series of courses that we'll be offering on biblical foundations for philanthropy and fundraising. We'll be doing building meaningful relationships with your donors, building a capital campaign, an annual fund, planned giving, how to facilitate that. So we're going to be going through a lot of different courses for those interested. We also, another pain point we're hearing in our schools is the world of children's literature is changing drastically and not for the better. And it's become a kind of ideological battleground for the hearts and minds of our young people. And so we are establishing a guild on children's literature and Christian faith formation. That will be the Christian imagination and literature, choosing and using children's literature with Christian discernment, those kinds of courses. We will be a couple of other guilds down the road. We're going to do a liturgical art guild for artists in the church. We're going to be doing, and then one that is my own, this one people think is way out there. We are going to eventually launch a ludology guild. Ludology is the art, science, philosophy of game design and play with a faith formation perspective. Martin Luther advocated for playful faith formation. It is an ancient practice in every culture around the world. Games, play, riddle, proverbs have been used for teaching and transmitting culture and important values. And so we're going to do something with that. And we even have a couple of standoff courses that we haven't put into a guild yet, but we'll be doing one that'll probably be in the Lutheran Ed Guild for teachers who love teaching, but their class, they don't know how to manage their class very well, or they're feeling overwhelmed by the disciplinary challenges and the like. We're going to do a 6-week boot camp that a teacher can go through to get some help and try to maybe tackle that challenge that's maybe adding a little less joy to their work, so we can help them persist as teachers, but also learn how to create a positive classroom culture and environment. So I know that's a long list, but those are some of the things that are in the works.
That's a great list. And I'm just going to ask the question that Sarah has, and she's not asking yet. She wants to know if there's a season pass where she can just take all the classes.
I do.
You know, we have not even thought of that. We should do a season pass. That's a great idea. I'm so glad you thought of that. Note to self, we have a little project management. I'm actually the project manager for this, which is a little bit scary, but I'm going to go put on that list right now to discuss with the CFO season pass rate. Okay.
Yes. That would be amazing.
We are learning about Studio Vitae at Concordia University, Nebraska with Dr. Bernard Bull. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're learning about Studio Vitae at Concordia University, Nebraska, an opportunity to continue learning as a student of life, a lifelong learner. What does that mean? What can you learn that will help you in your given vocations? And we're talking with Dr. Bernard Bull. He serves as president of Concordia University, Nebraska, and greatly involved in the launch of Studio Vitae, as well teaching some of the beginning courses in Studio Vitae. Now, you've mentioned some of the courses coming up in 2026, ideas for the future as well, things that you, I'm not going to commit you to these, like, oh, we have to have these classes, but where do you see this potentially going?
Well, I really do think that the future of education at its best has never just been about earning grades and credits and points and diplomas and pieces of paper on the wall. Education at its best is truly about learning and growth and formation that expresses love to God and love for our neighbor through our knowledge, our gifts, talents, and abilities. And that's really what we're doing here. That's what we're leaning into is we recognize the core of our mission is about equipping God's people. And we believe that this is a really valuable way to do it. And it's come directly from listening to people and telling us what they want. Of course, we have our degree programs. And graduate degree programs for people, and many of them are available that you can do remotely or with a limited residency on campus. And we've worked really hard to reduce the cost, to remove that barrier. But we have a lot of people who want to keep learning, but they're not necessarily interested in a formal degree program with the kind of traditional tests and papers or with the price point of a degree program or degree program course. And they don't need another degree at this stage. They just want to keep learning. And that's really what Studio Vitae steps in to provide. By the way, we are building these pathways where if you do some continuing ed courses in an area, you can actually apply some of those through what we call a prior learning assessment program to potentially earn some credit that could apply toward a degree program down the way if people wanted to do that.
Tell us about the details of how people can consume this, the tuition, the online, in-person, how the structure works for someone who, like I think both of us right now, are very interested in how this will be working.
Sure. So we're starting simple. We'll be eventually offering a variety of different course formats. So there may be some intensives in person on campus. We may even consider hosting some intensives that are in different locations around the country that are more accessible to people. But our initial offering is going to be online through what's kind of like a live webinar format where you log in, you get to hear and see and interact with the other people and the person who's the facilitator and the presenter. And it will be 6 weeks long, 1 hour each week. And then in between those weekly sessions, there will be some self-guided activities and some further readings that you don't have to do all of it. You have some flexibility. This is a little different from a course environment where you're going to fail if you don't do all your homework. This is really on the learner for their own development, but we encourage them to. And if they want to get sort of a formal recognized CEU credit, they actually have to show up and participate. And we're also recording each of those 6 1-hour sessions. So if someone can't make it at the certain day and time, they can still participate through that recording and then kind of catch up. So maybe they can make some of the live sessions and the recorded sessions. So we're going to keep it in a very simple structured format to get started, to figure out what's working well for people, get feedback from people. And then over time, we'll start to adjust. And there may be some shorter courses or maybe just 2-week seminars or 4 weeks or 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And then we'll, again, play around with some different modalities as well.
What would you like us to know about registering and tuition?
Sure. So if people want to, they can go to ceu.cune.edu. CEU.edu. CEU just stands for Continuing Education Unit. So CEU.cune.edu. And they will be taken to what's essentially a kind of storefront, a place where they can see the different guilds that we have and the different courses that are available. And again, by the time this is live, people will be able to go there. And if they find something they want, they can actually just sign up right away. And if it's a course that's on demand down the road, because some of those will just be on demand, they could get started immediately. And if it has a scheduled start date, then they'll start getting the notifications and the invitations to put things in their calendar and so forth. So the rate for the 6-week courses is going to be $150. So that gives us enough tuition revenue to help cover our costs for operation and so forth. We've established a new technological system for this, and we have to make sure that we're compensating fairly those who are presenting and leading and so forth. And then we've also established a preferred partner program at the university. This actually applies to our graduate programs and our continuing education initiative, Studio Vitae, where if someone is an employee of select organizations or they're a member of select associations, then they will get a preferred partner rate. So for example, on the grad program, if you're seeking an education degree program, if you're a member of one of these preferred associations, some of our programs are as little as $130 a credit through this preferred program, which makes us probably one of the least expensive programs in the entire nation. And the way we did that is when we started taking a look at things, I realized we need to stop playing the game of the rest of the world with graduate programs where you hire these outside companies to spend tons of money on marketing to try to market your programs. Let's do what we do best. Let's build meaningful, mutually beneficial relationships with mission-aligned organizations, and let's not spend marketing money. Instead, we'll give that money to students in the form of a discount. And so basically, if you're a member of and I'm not going to list them all. And even by the time this goes live, there could be others. But if you're an employee at Concordia Plan Services, if we're employees of Concordia Plan Services, if you're a member of Lutheran Education Association, if you're a member of the National Association of Directors of Christian Education, if you're a member of the Association of Lutheran Secondary Schools, those are some of the groups that receive that discounted rate. So for example, a Studio Vitae course that's $150 would be 25% off for anyone who's a member of one of those select groups. And people can actually do this, you know, they could go look and see a course and say, oh, wait, I want the discounted rate. And then they can go sign up to the association and come back and get it. I mean, it's not like it's only for those who are currently members. This could even motivate them to go become members.
So fantastic. So many good things. As we wrap up today, why is this so exciting for you? I mean, we know that you also love to learn and love to just know things and tell people about these things. Why is this so exciting for you as president of Concordia Nebraska?
Well, I'll answer it as president of Concordia Nebraska, but if it's okay, I'll also answer it as Bernard Bull.
Yes.
So as Bernard Bull, you know, I've spent most of my adult life exploring different models of education, different approaches to education. I've been honored to be a consultant for some of the top organizations in the country and around the world on different projects and initiatives. I love building and designing new programs and initiatives. I've been a part of launching over 20 different academic programs during my career and initiatives, and I really like that kind of work. And when I first started in higher education, I was an instructional designer. I helped people build courses and how to improve their quality of their courses. And so when I became a president, I did two things. One, my love of writing. I'm not able to write nearly as much, writing and research as much as I could before. And I've found a way to kind of carve in and got a book out this last summer. So that was nice. But the other part was really hands-on, pulling my sleeves up and getting into some projects. So when the board recently voted to renew my term of service for another 5 years, I submitted a request to them. I said, if the board sees fit, I'm honored to continue serving, but I would ask that the board consider recognizing and supporting me in getting more directly involved in launching and leading some new academic initiatives. And so they actually appointed me as a president and professor of interdisciplinary studies, which is what I've had before, and then also director of academic ventures, where I'm charged to launch new initiatives and get them going, and then I can hand them off to someone else to lead long term. And so this is actually the first project that I've personally kind of taken on after that charge from the board. And it was really exciting because the board approved it. And within everything that I told you today happened in less than 90 days. We actually conceived it, built the idea, mapped it out, acquired the software and everything in a 90-day period. So we're moving at what some might call non-university pace. And I really enjoy that. It's great. It's exciting. It's invigorating. And it's really neat to just get to the heart of education, what it is at its best, which is about that deep, meaningful learning that is a blessing to us and to those whom we encounter in our various callings.
Studia Vitae at Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more by visiting ceu.cune.edu. Our guest today, Dr. Bernard Bull, he's president of Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Bull, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing with us about the new Studia Vitae at Concordia University, Nebraska.
Thanks. I'll see you in a course soon.
Very soon. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.